بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر من يخالل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, as humans and mortals, Allah Ta'ala has made us social creatures. No human is an island. Every person instinctively, inherently, is searching for a relationship and a friendship. And it is these very relationships that we enter into that shape our thinking and influence our decisions. So by our very nature, this is how Allah has created us. We need partnership, we need relationship, we need friendship. We cannot be single and isolated. From a child growing onwards, constantly we need to be in a relationship in some form or the other. And whoever we associate with, and in today's world, in terms of technology, whichever chat groups we go onto, these friendships, these chat groups, they shape our thinking. They create ideas within us. They influence our thinking pattern. Hence, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has signaled a word of caution. Al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi. A person will not take to the creed of his siblings. A person will not necessarily embrace the habits of his parents. But he will surely embrace the habits and the creed of his friends. فَلْيَنْظُرْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. So be very circumspect, calculated, methodical before you befriend any person, because in essence you put in your faith on the line. The ideal situation would be to have a good friend, but if a person cannot have a good friend, you are way better off without a friend, without a chat group, without in a relation than having bad influence and bad company. Salamun ala dunya إذا لم يكن فيها صديق صدوق صادق الوعد منصفا. Imam Shafi rahimahullah said, if you can't connect me to good people, then I'm ready to bid farewell. In one poem he said, I decided to give up the friendship of some people because I found there's only evil, there's only sin, there's only vice. فتركت أسفلهم لكثرة شره. Said, no, this is not good company. There's vulgar, there's obscene, there's porn, there's immoral. So I said, really keep away from this. Yeah, these are not good people. So then I decided to befriend another group of people, only to discover that the good of these people was that there was no bad found in them of the other people. Otherwise, they didn't carry any good in them in any way. So there wasn't any virtue within them. It was probably the absence of vulgarity, the absence of sin and vice. But it's not like they engaged in tilawat or dhikr or doing virtue. فَتَرَكْتُ أَسْفَلَهُمْ لِكَثْرَةِ شَرِّهِ وَتَرَكْتُ أَعْلَاهُمْ لِقِلَّةِ خَيْرِهِ فَتَرَكْتُ أَسْفَلَهُمْ لِكَثْرَةِ شَرِّهِ. I said, that friendship, I only hear evil, chatting, haram, dating, illicit, drugs, intoxicants, vulgar. So I said, no, that's not good friendship. And we often think peer pressure is related to youth only. While the youth might be more vulnerable and susceptible, but otherwise every person takes pressure from his peers despite his age and situation. Each one of us, male or female, young or old, are influenced by our peers in a different way. Hamad bin Waqid said, I came to Malik bin Dinar. وبين يديه كلب قد وضع خرطومه على الأرض. A dog was sniffing around. So Malik bin Dinar was a great man, and I came there. I said, oh, such a pious man and a dog here in the neighborhood. So I tried to rebuke the dog and I said, let me chase the dog. So Malik bin Dinar said, da'ahu, hadha khayrun min jalisi su, hadha la yu'dhini. Da'ahu, hadha khayrun min, leave the dog alone. By Allah, this animal is better than an evil companion. The animal is not harming me. A bad friend, bad network only harms me. Kullu jalisin la tastafidu minhu khayran fajtanibhu. If you are on any social network which is not enhancing your spirituality, which is not connecting you to your Creator, which is not adding value to your life, then it's time to dissolve that relationship and move forward. In Hayatul Sahaba, under the chapter of Kitabul Mawa'id, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu's advice is there. Inna khayra sahibikum, your best friend is alladhi yaqul, who says to you, idhhab bina nasum qabla an namut. He comes to you and says, listen brother, time is short, life is running away. Let us fast, let us do good. My time is running, we against time. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, ahlan wa sahlan bi dayfin nazal, wa astawdi'u Allah ilfan rahal. تولى الشباب كأن لم يكن وحل المشيب كأن لم يزل أما الشباب فبدر أفل أما الشباب فبدر أفل سقى الله هذا وذاك نعم المولي ونعم البدل. He says, I welcome old age as it approaches me. أهلا وسهلا بضيف نزل. It's a visitor. وَأَسْتَوْدِعُ اللَّهَ إِلْفًا رَحَلْ, and I bid farewell to my youth as it departs. تَوَلَّ الشَّبَابُ كَأَلْ لَمْ يَكُنْ, my youth is leaving me as if I was never young. وَحَلَّ الْمَشِيبُ كَأَلْ لَمْ يَزَلْ, and I feel old like I was always old. I feel old like I was always old, like I never had youth. أَمَّ الشَّبَابُ فَبَدْرٌ أَفَلْ, the youth has turned like how the 14 full moon has turned. وَأَمَّ الْمَشِيبُ فَصُبْحٌ بَدَى, وَأَمَّ الْمَشِيبُ فَصُبْحٌ بَدَى, and old age has made its appearance like the crack of dawn and the flush of dawn. سَقَى اللَّهُ هَذَا وَذَاكْ, may Allah bless my days of youth and may Allah bless my days of old age. نعم المولي ونعم البدل. So a good friend is one who stimulates you, encourages you, motivates you, exhorts you to hasten in the performance of virtue. When you look in the Quran towards good, Allah uses constantly the words of hasten. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, run towards Allah. فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, hasten towards the remembrance of Allah. سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, compete with one another towards the mercy of Allah. In one campaign, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba that Jannat is so wide and its beauty is so amazing. And a Sahabi has a date in his hand. And he said, لَئِنْ حَيِّيتُ حَتَّى أَكُلَ مِنْ تَمَرَاتِ هَذِهِ إِنَّهَا لَحَيَاةٌ طَوِيلًا. I don't want to prolong doing things in this world and delay my entry into paradise. So a person who invites you to hasten towards virtue, he is your best friend. وَإِنَّ شِرَارَكُمْ, and the worst amongst you. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ صَاحِبِكُمْ, and the worst companion is الَّذِي يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ, who says to his friend, اِذْهَبْ بِنَا نَشْرَبْ وَنَلْعَبْ وَنَلْهُ قَبْلَ أَن نَمُوتْ. He says, life is young. You in your early teens, you got to enjoy life, my brother. You got to feel the buzz and the kick and the thrill. You got to be chilled and relaxed. You got to be cool, man. You got to pop this pill. You got to date this girl. You got to explore this site. You got to have a feeling and a buzz and a kick. You can't just be all this, virtue and nobility. He incites you. He provokes you. This is the nature. When Samiri initiated the worship of the calf in the absence of Musa alayhi salam, and the tale is long and it's in the 16 Juz, and Sayyidina Musa asked him, but what made you deep? قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكَ يَا سَامِرِي. Oh Samiri, but why did you get up to this here? Why did you initiate this year in my absence? وَكَذَلِكَ سَوَّلَتْ لِي نَفْسِي. I felt like doing it. Just do it. I was there in Mombasa now for some program, and then they gave me some nice t-shirts. You know, just they would have some good slogans and they were promoting it. So some nice, good, meaningful things, you know, to give to the youth. So they had the tick and it was just dua it. Instead of just do it, just dua it. So your worst friend is the one who incites you, provokes you towards evil and vice, and he says, you must indulge, you must perpetrate, you must do the wrong. اِذْهَبْ بِنَا نَشْرَبْ وَنَلْهُ قَبْلَ أَن نَمُوتْ. The ayat al-kareema that I recited before you is a verse of the 25th juz. Allah says, أَلْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. On the day of Qiyamah, friendship, relationship will be reduced to enmity, with the exception of the relationship and friendship that was based on the fear of Allah and on the obedience of Allah. Ibn Kathir has referenced a narration on the strength of Ali radiallahu anhu. He mentions, قَالَ عَبْدُ الرَّزَّاقِ أَخْبَرَنَا إِسْرَائِيلِ عن أبي إسحاق عن الحارث عن علي رضي الله عنه قال. That Abdul Razzaq says we heard from Israel, who in turn says we heard from Abu Ishaq, who in turn says we heard from Ali رضي الله عنه, that Sayyidina Ali رضي الله عنه said, خليلان مؤمنان وخليلان كافران. There were two believing friends in this world. فتوفي أحدهما. One of this good companions, one passed away. So you have a good relationship with good influence, the one passed away. وَبُشِّرَ بِالْجَنَّةِ. And then he was ushered into Jannah. Now look at the virtue of good relationship. When he went into Jannah, ذَكَرَ خَلِيلَهُ. He went into Jannah, he said, oh Allah, I am here, but what about my friend? Generally a man, if he just gets a little promoted, or he gets a little position, he forgets you. Now he's flying on a different bracket. He forgets people in this world. Slightly he goes up in his position and he forgets you, he ignores you. This man is in Jannat. Sayyidina Ali says, ذَكَرَ خَلِيلَهُ. He recalls in Jannat, oh Allah, I have a good brother in Toronto. اللهم إن فلانا خليلي كان يأمرني بطاعتك. وَطَاعَةِ رَسُولِكَ. Oh Allah, this brother, every day I would get a message from him that I must obey you, I must follow the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَنْهَانِ عَنِ الشَّرِّ. And every day he would tell me, listen, give up this bad habit. You cannot live your life with this sin and this addiction and this vice and this transgression. You got to draw the line. You got to call it a day and you got to dissolve this year. اللَّهُمَّ فَلَا تُضِلَّهُ. اللهم فلا تضله بعدي حتى تريه مثل ما أريتني. Oh Allah, I am in paradise, but the things back in this world are challenging. I implore you in paradise to please keep my brother on this earth on the guided path so that we can meet ultimately in Jannah. I mean, that is friendship. That is friendship that you end up in paradise with a concern for your fellow brother on this earth. اللهم لا تضله بعدي حتى تريه مثل ما أريتني. How often we see that a person is in a family and either of the partner loses the spouse, and after the demise of one, there is a, you know, drop, a decline, a degeneration in the morality, in the piety, in the nobility of that family, that if the deceased was revived, he would be appalled to see the situation of the very house in the condition in which he leaves it and what he finds it to be. So things can change drastically after the death of someone. May Allah guide us and keep us under his protection. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لو أن رجلين تحبا في الله أحدهما بالمشرق والآخر بالمغرب لجمع الله بينهما يوم القيامة. If two people, and today we can understand this, they network in because we're on a common chat group and we chat in. Right, one is in the east and one is in the west. And just look at the richness of the teachings
of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Back in that time, you would try and wonder, how could a person in the east and the west love one another for the pleasure of Allah? Today it's literally before us. It is literally before us. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith of Muslim Sharif that amongst those women that Allah has declared the fire of hell for them, نِسَاءٌ كَاسِيَاتٌ عَارِيَاتٌ مُمِيلَاتٌ مَائِلَاتٌ رُؤُوسُهُنَّ كَأَسْنِمَةِ الْبُخْتِ الْمَائِلَةِ لَا يَدْخُلْنَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يَجِدْنَ رِيحَهَا وَإِنَّ رِيحَهَا لَتُوجَدْ مِنْ مَسِيرَةِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. At that stage, it was probably difficult to reconcile this hadith. Women who are clad yet nude. Women who are clad yet nude. So when you look at the initial commentators of hadith, they have difficulty trying to understand this. So they say they were clad by the bounties of Allah, but devoid of the gratitude of Allah. This is the first kind of interpretations you find to the hadith. But today, literally, you can see it. What they say, less is more. Kasiyatun ariyatun, clad yet nude. So as the passage of time takes place, we see the truthful nature and the absolute vision of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لو أن رجلين تحابا في الله. If two people love one another, one living in the east, one living in the west, you're on a chat group, you are talking with one another, you're getting good reminders. لجمع الله بينهما يوم القيامة. Allah will unite them on the day of قيامة. We read in Surah Yasin daily. وجاء رجل من أقصى المدينة يسعى. قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. There was a person by the name of Habib who comes from a distant location in the locality, and he addresses the people and he declares his iman and he assists the messengers who came to that town. I'm just giving an anecdote of the entire tale. And the people there then mercilessly, cold-blooded, they kill him. And then he is entered into Jannah. The Quran says, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ أَأَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً إِن يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَنِ بِضُرٍّ لَا تُغْنِ عَنِّي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُنْقِذُونَ إِنِّي إِذَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ فَاسْمَعُونَ قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةَ. He passes away, he's entered into Jannah. When he gets into Jannah, he says, oh my Allah, my nation killed me, but they need to know I'm not in pain, I'm in comfort. I wish they can realize and do the right so they can join me in paradise. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, نَصَحَ قَوْمَهُ حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا. This man was amazing. He advised his nation while he was alive, and he equally advised them after his death, which Allah conveyed in the Quran. He advised his nation while he was alive. I'm reminded of something I read in Hilyatul Awliya under Bishr Hafi rahmatullah alayh. Bishr Hafi was the contemporary of Imam Malik, but he was a great sage and he was a very pious person. So one day his sister had a dream, and his sister had a following dream that her mother told her that, you know what, your brother, my son Bishr, hasn't had fish for a long time. The mother had passed away. Look at the love of a mother. I'm talking of kindness while you're alive and kindness post your demise. That is friendship. That is true friendship. In English, they say, be slow to enter into a friendship, but when thou art in, be firm and constant. In other words, take your time to select your friend. But when you found the right man, then peg yourself and pay yourself and honor that relationship. So anyway, Bishr Hafiz's mum, the sister sees her in a dream and she says, Inna akhaka bishran yashtahi samaka. This is in Hilyatul Awliya. Your brother, my son, Bishr, hasn't had fish for a long time. So whatever clothes you have, that wool that you have spun, sell it and go and buy some fish. So anyway, she had prepared some wool that she had. She sells that and she buys some fresh fish and she prepares it. And she sends a message to her brother Bishr. And she says that, please, I've invited you over for meals. Come and eat and join us for meals. So Bishr Hafi rahmatullah alayhi comes to his sister's house and he enjoys the meal. And he asks his sister, what's all the occasion that suddenly you prepared fish, unusual? What was the call? So she said that I seen our mother in a dream. And my mother told me that in aratti as-surur ala ruhi. If you really want to make me happy and do something good, then please make this meal, cook this meal and prepare for my son. My son Bishr did not have fish for a long time. So when Bishr Hafi heard this, he said, رحم الله أمي تغتم لي حيا وميتا. رحم الله أمي, may Allah bless my mom. She cooked herself when she was alive and she arranged from her grave when she passed away. That's a mother. Anyway, coming back to that point, that post his demise, he is asking Allah, oh Allah, keep my brother guided in this world. Let him be on the straight path. And then flip the coin. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, خَلِيلَانِ كَافِرَانِ. There are two evil people. تُوَفِّيَ أَحَدُهُمَا. One passes away. And he was hurled into hell. فَذَكَرَ خَلِيلَهُ. He also recalls his friend in this world. So what does he say? Allahumma inna fulanan khalili kana ya'muruni bima'siyatik wa ma'siyati rasulik. Allah had a bad friend. We got chatting. We were on the wrong chat group. And this man was wicked. He was evil. He was nasty. It was him and him alone that led me to a host of vice. I'm not going to burn here alone, Allah. Please let him deviate worse than what he is. He needs to suffer my fate. He needs to contend with my consequences. If you look in the Quran, this features often the argument of the occupants of hell. So Allah speaks of the dwellers of Jannah, their bliss and their excitement, and the arguments of the occupants of hell. So, you know, taqrib ila al-faham, to just for understanding purposes, when there's a simple game, the side that's win, it's all joy, it's jubilation, it's excitement. And the side that's losing, there's blaming, there's cursing, there's accusing, there's implicating, there's day like this. And وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا وَيَلْعَنُ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. In hell, it's just going to be because of you, because of him. Allah draws the picture. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ مَوْقُوفُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if ever you could visualize and see the time when the criminals will be standing before their Lord. يَرْجِعُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ الْقَوْلِ. Each one throwing the argument at the next one. يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Oh Allah, I know I did wrong, but I promise you this was the wicked man. Allah, you got to deal with him first. This was the person that did it wrong to me. Now, when they're going to accuse the others, it's not like they're going to say, yeah, I'm wrong. Okay, blame me. It's all right. I'll deal with it. قَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا أَنَحْنُ صَدَدْنَاكُمْ عَنِ الْهُدَى بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَكُمْ بَلْ كُنْتُمْ مُجْرِمِينَ. Listen, you had a network of your choice. You had a group of your choice. You could get onto any chat you wanted to. You chose to be part of my group. Don't hold me liable.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا بَلْ مَكْرُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَرِ.
How often in the night you took me aside and you said, come spend the night together. Let's do this, let's do that. The reality the Quran says is, وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ لَمَّا رَأَوُوا الْعَذَابِ. They will play this tit for tat, back and forward, up and down. But in the hearts of hearts, each one knows they are guilty. But just to vent their pain, just to vent their pain, because I have to face the consequences, but the only way I can get psychological relief is, oh Allah, I will burn in hell, but whatever punishment you've designed for me, just give him double. At least I will see his suffering more and I'll feel good. It's a verse of the Quran.
قالت أولاهم لأخراهم ربنا هؤلاء أضلونا فآتهم عذابا ضعفا من النار.
Oh Allah, he misled me. Oh Allah, he corrupted me. Oh Allah, he distorted me. So just give him double the punishment. Allah says, قال لكل ضعف.
Sorry to inform you, double has been decided for both of you. قال لكل ضعف ولكن لا تعلمون.
Ibn Abi Dunya makes mention of a narration on the strength of Abu Qilabah. Ibn Abi Dunya makes mention on the strength of Abu Qilabah.
إِلْتَقَى رَجُلَانِ فِي السُّوقِ.
Two people meet in the marketplace.
فَقَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا لِلْآخِرِ تَعَالْ نَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فِي غَفْلَةِ النَّاسِ.
Brother, everybody is heedless, oblivious, unmindful, committing wrong. Let's chat a little bit about Allah. You're on a chat group. Listen, stop this. Stop this here. Let's talk. What we are... We are attacking the scholars. We are challenging the verses of Allah.
وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا
فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ. When you see people mocking the deen of Allah, scoffing the deen of Allah, challenging the deen of Allah, then back off from such a gathering, back off from such a chat, back off from such a network, back off from such an environment. حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ. وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانُ فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَ. And perchance if you slip up and you just get caught up in the network, and as soon as you realize, delete yourself off that and move on. Why? The consequences will be grave. It will come back to haunt you. So two people meet in the marketplace. One says to the other, brother, come here. Let's put all this on a hold and let's talk a little bit about Allah. إِلْتَقَى رَجُلَانِ فِي السُّوقِ فَقَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا لِلْآخَرِ تَعَالْ نَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فِي غَفْلَةِ النَّاسِ فَفَعَلْ. So he said, okay, that's fine. And they share some kind words, good words, and they do something good. And they motivate and encourage and exhort one another towards virtue. The one passes away, the other one sees him in a dream. مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ. This was very common amongst the pious that when one passed away, they were desirous to see the fate that he met after his demise. So it doesn't even feature in our du'as. We maybe make du'a for that person, or probably we are so skeptical and apprehensive or afraid. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas says, I was very close to Umar radiallahu anhu. And when Umar passed away, every day for a good year, I said, Allah, can I please see Umar in a dream? Allah, can I please see him? I just want to take peace and comfort and delight to know that he's in good spirits. And after a good year, I seen him in a dream. And he said, لَقِيتُ رَبًّا رَؤُوفًا. لَقِيتُ رَبًّا رَؤُوفًا. There's different narrations. One is, there was some perspiration on his forelock. And he says, I've just wrapped up with my hisab. But in the end, it was the mercy and the clemency and the grace of Allah that forgave me and pardoned me. So there are different narrations where people desired to see the pious in a dream. So he sees him in a dream. He said, listen, how are you faring, my brother? He said, you've been my best friend in life. May Allah reward you. Best friend? I bumped into you once in a mall. What are you talking about? He says, you know when I bumped into you in a mall, in a marketplace, in the airport, and you said, let's chat for Allah. Let's speak a little good. Allah loved that action. He forgave me because of that. How about how many youngsters today that get just curiosity, just probe, just try, just get onto it, and there he's hooked. And he's taken in and he's gone. There's just no control. Walid bin Mughira, prominent, Rayhanatu Quraysh, the fragrance of the Quraysh. He had the muscle, he had the clout, he had stability. All was going good for him. He listens to one of the talks of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It gives him a wake-up call. He says, no, I need to change my life. I need to change my life. فَعَيَّرَهُ بَعْضُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. They said, listen, you cannot do this, man. You're the man with power. If you're going to change your life, it's going to have, you know what, ripple effects right across. So one of his friends foolishly tell him, why do you want to become a Muslim? He says, because when I listen to the talks of this prophet, it scares me about the punishment. So his friend tells him, listen, you pay me monthly, I will deal with your punishment in the year after. Believe it or not, stupidity, naivety, foolishness, he starts paying him. The Quran speaks about it. He says, no, I must pay him. He'll sort it out for me in Akhirat. And that's how we are. We lose our sanity in friendship. We lose our sanity. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى وَأَعْطَى قَلِيلًا وَأَكْدَى أَعِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْغَيْبِ فَهُوَ يَرَى أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّأْ بِمَا فِي صُحُفِ مُوسَى وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى أَلَّا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Where's his sanity? Where's his brains? Where's his focus? How can he trust? So he pays him for a month, for 2 months. After 3 months, he says, you know what? I'm getting no balance here. I'm getting no printout here. It's not reflecting in my akhirat account. So he withdraws. أَفَرَأَيْتَ, have you seen, الَّذِي تَوَلَّى, who turns his back, وَأَعْطَى, he gives, قَلِيلًا, little, وَأَكْدَى, and then he pulls back. عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْغَيْبِ, does he have knowledge of the unseen that he can do things like this? Is he not aware, أَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, that you will only be compensated for the good that you do. So foolish, so naive, because of the provocation, the incitement of his friends, he was on the verge of embracing the truth, but he withdraws from it because of the pressure of his friends. The very beloved uncle of our Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib, who did much in the defense of Nabi alayhi salam. In Jalalain, there's one tafsir of Ibn Abbas under this ayah in Surah An'am. وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَيَنْأَوْنَ عَنْ. This is a different tafsir compared to the other mufassirin, but it's in Jalalain. I've read it there myself. وهم ينهون عنه. نزلت في عمه أبي طالب that he prevented people from harming Nabi alayhi salam وَيَنْأَوْنَ, but he stayed away himself from embracing the truth. In the critical moment, at the time of death, Nabi alayhi salam said, oh my beloved uncle, just read the kalima and from here onwards, I will defend your case. I will defend your case. Because Abu Talib supported, remember Nabi alayhi salam's four uncles seen Islam. It was Abu Talib, it was Abu Lahab, it was Abbas radiyallahu anhu, and it was Hamza radiyallahu anhu. So two embraced Islam, Hamza and Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. Two who did not embrace Islam was Abu Talib and Abu Lahab. But then there was again a distinction between the two. Abu Talib did not embrace, but he supported the cause, while Abu Lahab vehemently opposed the cause. Oh my uncle, read the kalima and I will defend your case. And what did he say? He said, oh my nephew, you don't have to convince me on the truth of your religion. I can convince others that your religion is true. I'll convince others. But I'm worried what my friends will say. I will convince others. Bring someone and I will tell you my nephew is a prophet. My nephew's religion is correct. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينَا وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينَا لَوْلَا الْمَلَامَةَ أَوْ حِذَارُ مَسَبَّةٍ لَوَجَدْتَنِي بِذَلِكَ سَمْحًا مُبِينًا. If it wasn't for the fear of being ostracized, marginalized, implicated, stigmatized by my peers and friends, I would have taken your faith. But I don't want my friends to say that Abu Talib ditched us, launched us, forsake us, abandoned us. So I love you, my nephew, but I can't desert my friends. Sorry, I will die on the practice of my ancestors and I will not die on the faith that you are conveying to me. The Nabi of Allah then said, I will continue asking Allah for forgiveness for my uncle unless Allah stops me otherwise. And Allah revealed the verse, مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. That is not permissible for a Nabi or for the believers to seek forgiveness on behalf of their relatives who died in the state of kufr. The point I'm saying, my brothers and sisters, is we live in a world where many claim to be brothers, but they are not brothers. Many claim to be friends, but they are not friends. Is this friendship getting you good in your life? Is this chat? Is this cyber world? Is this network? Is this man? Is he getting you any good in your life? You need to be circumspect. You cannot just continue blindly in relationships, in networks, in chats, where you are going without any direction or aim. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, هَذَا زَمَانٌ, or you know, there's this Urdu poet, let me mention that first and then I'll quote these Arabic couplets. Someone said in Urdu, very beautiful, جب میں چل نہیں سکتا تھا تو لوگ مجھے گرنے نہیں دیتے تھے اور جب سے چلنا سیکھا تو قدم قدم پہ گراتے ہیں. جب میں چل نہیں سکتا تھا تو لوگ مجھے گرنے نہیں دیتے تھے اور جب سے چلنا سیکھا تو قدم قدم پہ گراتے ہیں. When I couldn't walk, nallo ne hacho jo, nallo ne hacho jo, ye pari ni jaye. When I couldn't walk, then everybody wanted to hold me. I mustn't slip, I mustn't fall, I mustn't tumble, I mustn't lose my balance. Aur jab se chalna seekha, and from the time I started learning how to walk, kadam kadam pe girate hai. Kadam kadam pe girate. Now they take pride to drop me, to trap me, to implicate me, for me to collapse in my life. And yet somebody else said in Urdu language, and this was so amazing, اب تو درندوں سے نہ حیوانوں سے در لگتا ہے کیا زمانہ ہے کہ انسانوں سے در لگتا ہے. اب تو درندوں سے نہ حیوانوں سے در لگتا ہے کیا زمانہ ہے کہ انسانوں سے در لگتا ہے. عزت نفس کسی شخص کی محفوظ نہیں, اب تو اپنے ہی نگہبانوں سے در لگتا ہے. خوریزی کا یہ عالم ہے کہ خدا خیر کرے, اب تو مسلمانوں کو مسلمانوں سے در لگتا ہے. What does he say? I no more, I'm afraid of the beasts or the predators or the wild animals. Ab to darindo se na haywano se dar lagta hai. You tell me there's a lion, yeah, we'll deal with it. There's a predator, yeah, we'll take care of that here. But if you tell me there's a human, okay, I need to take cover. Ab to insano se dar lagta hai. Izzat-e-nafs kisi shakhs ki mahfooz nahi. The honor of no person is safeguarded. Ab to apne hi nigehbanon se dar lagta hai. The very people who are our custodians, who are our guardians, who are our well-wishers, they pose a threat to our safety. Khurezi ka ye alam hai. I mean, you heard today in the news there was a bomb here, there. It continues. Killing has become so widespread that tragically today the Muslim fears the Muslim.
Bachpan mein apne bhai se din mein 10 martaba ladte the. Bachpan mein apne bhai se din mein 10 martaba ladte the. Lekin sone se pehle gale lagate the. Bare hokar jo ek martaba lare to 10 saal tak baat nahi karte.
Bachpan mein apne bhai se din mein 10 martaba ladte the. سونے سے پہلے گلے لگاتے تھے بڑے ہو کر جو ایک مرتبہ لڑے تو 10 سال تک بات نہیں کرتے.
As a kid with my sibling, we would argue and have altercations 10 times a day. But before we slept, we would embrace one another. We would hug one another. Good night, my brother. Good night to you, my sister. Good night to you, my cousin. Sleep peacefully and life continues. But as life supposedly matured and we grew forward in life, we have one argument, we draw swords, we show stern gazes, we throw nasty comments, and for a good decade we don't cross each other's path.
That's the sad reality of where we are today. We've lost the focus of our life. We've lost the priority. Somebody said in Urdu,
Mujhe bachpan ka wo daur achhi tarah yaad hai. مجھے بچپن کا وہ دور اچھی طرح یاد ہے کہ گری تو کسی کسی کے پاس ہوتی تھی وقت ہر ایک کے پاس ہوتا تھا
مجھے بچپن کا وہ دور اچھی طرح یاد ہے کہ گری تو کسی کسی کے پاس ہوتی تھی وقت ہر ایک کے پاس ہوتا تھا
I remember those childhood memories where a watch was a privilege. Every man didn't have the luxury of a watch.
But every person had time for you.
Every man had time for you. Flip the coin. Today you have invisible watches. And you have a watch in which there's a phone incorporated. And it's all Bluetooth. And it's networking. And it's sophisticated. But nobody can give you time. Nobody can give you time. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, هذا زمان ليس إخوانه بإخواني إخوانه كلهم ظالم لهم لسانان ووجهان يلقاك بالبشر وفي قلبه داء يواريه بكتمان حتى إذا ما غبت عن عينيه رماك بالزور وبهتان هذا زمان هكذا أهله هذا زمان هكذا أهله بالود لم يصدق إثنان فكن حافظا نفسك في بيت وحيطان.
He said, we living in a time, brothers are no longer brothers. How much do you expect from friends?
Brothers are not brothers, man. What do you want from a friend?
The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you're going to inherit the value system of those with whom you associate. So be very calculated before you extend the hand of friendship. Because in essence, you're risking your faith. You're risking your entire thinking. Those are the implications.
هذا زمان ليس إخوانه بإخواني.
Brothers are not brothers.
إخوانه كلهم ظالم.
Brothers have become sinners, oppressors. They are at loggerheads for one another.
لهم لسانان ووجهاني.
The average human has two tongues and two faces.
يلقاك بالبشر. يلقاك بالبشر.
He meets you with a cheerful face.
وفي قلبه داء يواريه بكتمان.
But there's a flame that's burning inside. There's a flame that's burning inside him.
Hatta idha ma ghibta an aynayhi. When you slip from the gathering, ramaka bizzuri wa buhtani.
He starts now throwing out that venom and venting at you. Attitude, arrogant, proud, haughty, snobbish. And he just goes for the kill, for the jugular.
Hada zamanun hakada ahlo. Sayyidina Ali said, I'm sorry, you just born in the wrong period. You just born, I can't do anything. I can't change it.
هَذَا زَمَانٌ هَكَذَا أَهْلُ بِالْوُدِّ لَمْ يَسْدُكَّ إِثْنَانِ
You won't find two people honest, sincere, transparent and candid with you.
فَكُنْ حَافِظًا نَفْسَكَ فِي بَيْتٍ وَحِيطَانِ
Minimize exiting from your house. Stay indoors within your four walls. Probably you'll keep yourself relatively safe, comparatively safe. Not that that's the ultimate, but that might keep you a bit better. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, that a time will come, friends will be such, لا يقيلون لك عثرة ولا يغفرون لك زلة ولا يسترون لك عورة يحاسبون على النقير والقتمير ويحسدون على القليل والكثير ويحرضون عليك الإخوان إخوان بالنميمة والبهتان والبلاغات المبين إن رضوا فظاهرهم الملق وإن سخطوا فباطنهم الحنق ظاهرهم ثياب وباطنهم ذئاب.
He said, you know what friendship would be? As long as they can milk you, exploit you, get dividends out of you, get revenue out of you, get mileage out of you, get fame out of you, they'll ride on your back. Oh, we buddies, we cool, we mates, we move together. As long as they can ride on your back. But let you take a slight fall and a slight dip in your life, they will microscopically analyze your wrong. They will go public.
يحاسد لا يقيلون لك عثرة ولا يغفرون لك زلة.
They will not overlook your mistake. They will not aid you when you stumble.
يحسدون على القليل والكثير.
They will have jealousy for every development in your life.
ويحرضون عليك الإخوان بالنميمة.
They will incite people against you. And that's not all. When they praise you, don't be deceived. It is flattery. They're just flattering you.
In radu fadahiruhum al malak. Malak. Malak means to flatter.
Wa in sakhitu fabatinuhum al hanak.
And if they have a bone to pick with you, then inside they would have this deep resentment in you. They would have this deep hatred for you, which will come out occasionally. And then this is very painful, where Imam Ghazali concludes these couplets. He says, Dahiruhum thiyabun wa batinuhum thiyabun.
They will clad themselves with exclusive clothes only to camouflage the wolf that is within them.
That inside there's a wolf, inside there's a beast, inside there's an animal within them. And this is going to camouflage that. Otherwise, they want to go for you.
نُعِيبُ زَمَانَنَا وَالْعَيْبُ فِينَا وَمَا لِزَمَانِنَا عَيْبٌ سِوَانَا وَنَهْجُو ذَا الزَّمَانَ بِغَيْرِ ذَنْبٍ وَلَوْ نَطَقَ الزَّمَانُ لَنَا هَجَانَا وَلَيْسَ الذِّئْبُ يَأْكُلُ لَحْمَ ذِئْبٍ وَيَأْكُلُ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا عَيَانَا دِيَانَتُنَا التَّصَنُّعُ وَالتَّرَائِي وَنَحْنُ بِهِ نُخَادِعُ مَنْ يَرَانَا.
We say the times are bad, the era is bad. Listen, leave the time and the era and the period. It is humans that have lost their morals and values.
نُعِيبُ زَمَانَنَا وَالْعَيْبُ فِينَا وَمَا لِزَمَانِنَا عَيْبٌ سِوَانَا وَنَهْجُو ذَا الزَّمَانَ بِغَيْرِ ذَنْبٍ وَلَوْ نَطَقَ الزَّمَانُ لَنَا هَجَانَا وَلَيْسَ الذِّئْبُ يَأْكُلُ لَحْمَ ذِئْبٍ.
A wolf, synonymous to sly, but it never preys on its own. It never devours its own. It never attacks its own. But one human attacks another human.
دِيَانَتُنَا التَّصَنُّعُ وَالتَّرَائِي.
What have we reduced our worship to? Wherever I can get fame, then I'm worshiping Allah. Wherever I can get recognition, I'm worshiping Allah.
Praise me. Islam condemns a person doing a virtue seeking recognition.
We are in a world where people are seeking recognition for the good of others.
It's bad enough to seek recognition for your own good. You do it for Allah.
وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا
وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا.
Just praise me, acknowledge me, compliment me, sing my slogans, chant my name.
That is what friendship would be.
Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, لَا تَسْحَبْ أَخَ الْجَهْلِ وَإِيَّاكَ وَإِيَّاهُ.
Don't befriend an ignorant man. Think properly.
Think properly with who.
our youth just go onto chat groups. They just go onto different sites. They just get carried away and they don't realize, naive, foolish. And then we find people with evil agendas and what is running through the mind and how much can you monitor it, right? That is how technology has become. We are a nation blessed and cursed by innovation. We are a nation blessed and cursed. It is intertwined. Our glory and our failure is connected to the same device. The very thing that contributes to our good contributes to the breakup of our marriages. Just do a survey in your mind. How many marriages, infidelity, disloyalty, promiscuity, running away with someone else came after the advent of phones and networks? You won't be able to count. You just rotate your gaze and there are hundreds and thousands. We are a nation blessed and cursed by our innovation. لا تصحب أخ الجهل وإياك وإياه فكم من حليم فكم من جاهل أردى حليما حين واخاه. How many a skilled, talented, wise, intelligent youngsters lost their focus and balance and fell into terrible company because of befriending the wrong person? Talented young boy with skill, with charisma, with vision, an asset to society, with great vision, he could become a professional individual. كم من جاهل أرضى حليما حين واخاه يقاس المرء بالمرء إذا هو ما شاه وللشيء من الشيء مقاييس وأشباه. Everything is measured in relation to the company it keeps with. If you keep company with an evil person, inevitably that's going to rub off onto you. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, لا تصحب من ساء خلقه. Don't befriend a person with evil company. Someone asked him, what is evil company? He said, الذي لا يملك نفسه عند الغضب والشهوة. A friend who cannot restrain his anger and curb his desire. That is not a friend to be with. That is not a man to be with. He vents. He just cannot contain and restrain himself. He just loses his balance. That's not a person to be with. In Tanbih al-Ghafilin under Kadhmul Ghaid, there is a chapter and there's an incident mentioned there that once Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam met with Iblis. So Iblis told Musa alayhi salatu was salam, oh Musa, will you speak to Allah and negotiate? I'm considering repenting. Shaitan making tawbah. Imagine Shaitan making tawbah is like saying the angel of death is dying. It's like saying Malakul Maut is dying. There's an incident in Nafhatul Arab about Tash Tikin. That there was this person, he used to give talks, you know, public talks. So one day he said, listen brothers, today I've got the best news. Uhanni'ukum mata Malakul Maut. I've just got information that the angel of death has died. So you can sigh with relief because he's died. Like, angel of death has died. I mean, make sense of what you're saying. Where are you going with this theory? What do you mean with this argument? He said, this man is old and he's aged, he's frail, he's weak, he's senile. And now he's just bought a new development on the side of the river Dajla, of the Tigris River. And he's got a long 30-40 year plan. This action of his at this age is a reflection and a testimony that there's no death. You can't be planning to invest when you pass your late 70s and 80s. That's the proof that there's no more death here. That is why he could do what he's doing. Once upon a time, one person's one action was a reflection there's no death. Today, every person's every action is a reflection there's no death. My brother, you can only go on porn. You can only peruse haram. You can only chat with that illicit relationship. You can only pop that pill. You can only watch that haram. Because momentarily you and I have forgotten that we will be meeting Allah. We can only do wrong because for that moment we have forgotten. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Does he also know that Allah is looking? Does he have any clue that Allah is watching? يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِ. Is he aware that we've got an interview booked with him where he's going to come up and we're going to be dealing with him and interrogating every action of his? Does he have any clue about that? So anyway, Shaitan asked Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if Allah will accept my tawbah. Musa alayhi salam is excited, man. If we got the devil in order, it's all done. In the nation of Salih alayhi salam, it was again nine youngsters.
They were ringleaders. They were the mafias of the town. They were running the place. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهْطٍ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا 9 youngsters. They were running, painting the town red. Salih alayhi salam told them, listen, this is the camel of Allah. Stop your attitude. Stop your arrogance. Simmer down. Allah gives grace and clemency, but you need to realize. But they don't realize, again, the temptation of women. This is mentioned in all the tafaseer. That the camel, the story is very long. Salih alayhi salam has his camel. And then there's a particular person, he wants to indulge in fornication and zina with a woman. And she has her own animals. So she says, go and kill the conveyance of Saleh and I'll give you access to my body. Blinded by his infatuation over this woman, heedless of the consequences on the entire nation, he advances to this camel to kill it so that he can get a favor from this woman and have access to her in intimacy. So Saleh alayhi salam says, hang on, you're looking at your pleasure, you're looking at your indulgence, you touch this camel, the nation is wiped out.
فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا.
The Nabi of Allah said, hang on, stop in your tracks. This is going to be catastrophic. But blinded by his passion, blinded by his infatuation, how many youngsters are gripped onto this, on this chat, on this group, completely destroyed?
فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا فَتَعَاطَى فَعَقَرْ.
He takes the sword and he cuts the leg of the animal. And it's done with the joy of others. So some places Allah makes reference to everyone.
فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا.
And some places Allah says عَقَرَى. Some places Allah says إِذِمْ بَعْثَ أَشْقَاهَا. The most wicked, wretched from amongst them advances. Salih alayhi salam said, now it's over. You've got 3 more days left to live, and by 3rd day, this nation will be wiped out. But again, the youth, oh, Saleh, you want to teach us? Let's don't do. We have one plan ahead of him. We're smart, we're wise. So he's threatening us because we kill this camel. In 3 days, we'll be wiped out. Let's wipe him out before the 3 days so he can't do anything to us. This is it. When your intelligence starts digging your own grave.
قالوا تقاسموا بالله لنبيتنه وأهله ثم لنقولن لوليه ما شهدنا مهلك أهله وإنا لصادقون.
So here these 9 youngsters again, they go. They say, we're going to kill. The ulama say there are 2 people that are the most wretched on this earth. A person who assassinates a Nabi or a person who is killed at the hands of a Nabi. Everybody identifies with the wicked nature of the assassin of a Nabi. You're killing a prophet, there's no debate on how evil you are. But the person who was killed at the hands of a Nabi,
وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتَ.
A person who's killed at the hands of a prophet is also very evil, because a prophet is an embodiment of mercy. You have to be extremely wicked for such a kind being to kill you. For somebody to be killed by a prophet, that means you are extremely evil. Because a prophet is the noblest of Allah's creation. He's the purest. He's the most soft of Allah's creation. So they come with the evil ploy and the plot to kill Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. And as they advance, makaru makra, wa makarna makra, wa hum la yash'urun. They were devising a plot. Our plot was decided. We were monitoring their plot. They were unaware of our plot.
فانظر كيف كان عاقبة مكرهم أن دمرناهم وقومهم أجمعين أن دمرناهم وقومهم أجمعين فتلك بيوتهم خاوية بما ظلموا إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يعلمون.
We wiped them off كأن لم يغنوا فيها, as if a nation of this nature never existed. هل تحس منهم من أحد. Can you hear any of them whispering? أو تسمع لهم ركزا الصوت الخفي. Can you hear a hymn, a whisper, a footstep? Nothing, wiped out. The hadith of Bukhari, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, بينما رجل يمشي. In the previous nations, a man was walking. مرجلٌ. He had combed his hair. He was very impressed. He felt proud. He felt haughty. Look at how I'm dressed. Look at my car. Look at my house. And Allah didn't like his arrogance. Allah just instructed the earth, cave in. He went, it closed up, and that was the end of his chapter.
How often when you walk in, you bounce in, you have an attitude, you pop in something haram, you're doing something wrong. The hadith just give me a scare, it gives me a shiver. This man is walking, what are you? Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَن تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. Listen, you can stamp your feet on the ground, my earth is too strong, it's not going to make a dent. And if you raise your head and shrug your shoulders, leave the clouds, you won't even reach the smallest mountain. The words of the Quran, إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَن تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. Push your head out, push your chest out, walk with pride and arrogance, do what you want to. With an attitude, where are you going to go? You won't even reach a mountain, leave alone a cloud. Anyway, coming back to this incident, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam makes dua to Allah. What did Imam Ghazali say? Don't befriend someone who has evil character. What is the definition of evil character? A man who's got anger, he's got rage. He's a friend, he's calm with you, he's gentle with you, he's soft with his fiance, and he rages with his mom, he vents with his parents, he has a temper with his parents, with his seniors. And how do you keep company? Well, what are you going to learn from there? So Musa alayhi salam makes dua to Allah. Allah is so kind. Allah is saying, oh Musa, he's not going to repent. Musa alayhi salam said, oh Allah, but he's requested me. Allah said, oh Musa, his crime was he didn't prostrate to Adam. Tell him he must just go to the grave of Adam, make one sajda and I'll wipe everything clean. That is Allah. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. These words of the hadith, they make Allah says, my servant, I'll forgive you. And then, وَلَا أُبَالِي. I'm giving my own tarjuma. I won't repeat it. I won't rave about it. I won't boast about it. I won't give you insinuations. I won't give you comments. I won't give you sarcasm. In this world, a person will forgive you, but then he'll taunt you. He'll give you all these remarks. He'll give you all these comments. You know, he'll destroy the essence of forgiveness. I will forgive you. Go, tell him to go to the grave of Adam, make a sajda, and we'll wipe it. It's clean. It's done. Musa alayhi salam is happy, something so simple, one sajda and it's sorted out. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes to Iblis. There's a beautiful kitab I've read. One is Al-Anbiya wa Malakul Maut, the dialogue between prophets and the angel of death. And then the dialogue between prophets and shaitan. And it's a whole lengthy discussions. Once Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam met shaitan. So Yahya alayhi salam asked shaitan, how do you operate? You know, like, how do you move in this world and what do you do? He said, listen, there are different types of people. Sinfun fi aydina kalkurati fi aydi sibyanikum. There's one category, we've got absolute control over them. They are so weak, whatever sin I want them to do, I can dictate and I know he will do it. It's just like how a ball is in the hand of a child. He can kick the ball, he can hit the ball, he can flip the ball. In the very same way, there is one category of man absolutely in my control. In Bayanul Quran, in Suratul Hajj, وَيَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ وَيَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ مَنْ تَوَلَّاهُ فَأَنَّهُ يُضِلُّهُ وَيَهْدِيهِ إِلَى عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. That he's so deviant, any shaitan can blow him away. وَصِنْفٌ مَعْصُومُونَ. And then, O Yahya, there's your category, we cannot touch. O Yahya alayhi salam, there's your category, we cannot touch them in any way. So this is the devil telling Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. There's an incident, I just have a flash of it quickly, I'll run you through it, of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam with Malakul Maud. He's sitting, and close by there is another person, and then the angel of death comes and he gives a man a particular stare and then he leaves. So after that angel of death left, the person asked Sulaiman alayhi salam, who was this? I read this in Ihya, I read it in Madarik al-Tanzil, and I even read it in this kitab, a few places I read this incident. So Sulaiman alayhi salam said, that was the angel of death. He said, oh, that's a scary look. That's a scary look. That's really scary. Sulaiman, Allah has given you the wind. Can you tell the wind to relocate me to a distant island? Sulaiman alayhi salam commands the wind, and the wind takes him to a very rukha'an. We talk of eco-friendly, right? Green emissions, and it must be conducive to the environment. Allah said the wind that took the throne of Sulaiman was gentle. It did not negatively impact on the environment.
Now they're trying to go at greater altitudes and reduce the emissions and you know, make it more eco-friendly and make it more conducive and the rest of it. Rukha'an, rukha'an, gentle. Haythu asab, wherever he went. وَالشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّاءٍ وَغَوَّاسِ. And the shayateen that would build monuments for him and they would dive into the oceans. وَمِنَ الشَّيَاطِينِ مَنْ يَغُوصُونَ لَهُ وَيَعْمَلُونَ عَمَلًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. But how could Sulaiman manage the jinnat? Because it's not easy. وَكُنَّا لَهُمْ حَافِظِينَ. We were taking control over them. So we had them in grip and Sulaiman was taking work from them. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. Okay, that's another story. It's going to take up too much time. Leave that. Let's complete this. Anyway, so then what happens is, subsequently, Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam commands the wind to relocate the person. And that happens. After that, Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam meets the angel of death again. So he asked the angel of death, that the last time you came, you gave a very stern look. The man was terrified. He asked me to relocate him. I relocated him. What was this all about? He said, when I looked at him, I was wondering what he was doing here, because in an hour's time, I had to remove his soul in a remote island. I'm like, what is this man doing here? You better catch a flight quickly. He needs to hop onto the earliest flight because his soul needs to be taken off on the next continent. You got to go. You have no choice, my brother. You have no choice. إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ لِعَبْدٍ أَن يَمُوتَ بِأَرْضٍ. When Allah decrees the death of a soul at a location, he will board that flight and go to that place. وَمَنْ كُتِبَتْ مَنِيَّتُهُ بِأَرْضٍ فَلَيْسَ يَمُوتُ فِي أَرْضٍ سِوَاهَا. وَمَنْ كُتِبَتْ مَنِيَّتُهُ بِأَرْضٍ فَلَيْسَ يَمُوتُ فِي أَرْضٍ سِوَاهَا. So anyway, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam comes to the devil and he says, just go make one sajda to Iblis and it's done. The devil says, لَمْ أَسْجُدْ لَهُ حَيًّا أَسْجُدْ لَهُ مَيِّتًا. I found it below my dignity to bow to Adam when he was a human in his prime and beauty. Now when he has passed away and he has been lowered into the grave, you're asking me to bow to him. I couldn't do it when the man was facing me and you want me to do it when he's in the grave. It's impossible. You know, in English they say, anger lands us into problems, but pride keeps us in our problems. A lot of time, hey, you know what? Gusso ma marti em bolai gyo. To maaf puchi lyo? Na, apre ti maaf ni puchai. Apre koi daro maaf ni puchai. Maru atak tamane ni kawar. Apologize? No, that's below my dignity. That's stripping me of my manhood. That's not me. I don't ask. I don't apologize. No. Often in life, anger causes major problems. But then, pride keeps you there. Backtrack, revoke, apologize and move on. But I don't have the courage. I don't have the confidence. I don't have the strength. Even if I apologize, it's very, you know, weak. And I murmur and I stammer and I stutter and I'm not clear and it's not audible. Open, clear, listen, I apologize. It's my mistake. I've done something wrong. I have done something wrong and I apologize. So the devil said, no, I will never do this. But, oh Musa, I appreciate your intercession. So I'm going to give you some advice. And this is the weak point of man. And stay clean of this and you'll be clean of me. Obviously, Sayyidina Musa was protected, but the message was for others. Coming back to the advice of Imam Ghazali, don't befriend a person who cannot control himself at the time of anger and at the time of desire and lust. And that's precisely what the devil said. He said, O Musa, إِنَّ لَكَ حَقًّا عَلَيَّ بِمَا تَشَفَّعْتَ لِي عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. I feel it morally my duty to divulge some of my secrets to you. That this is the time where generally I mislead people and I corrupt people. So I'm giving you a word of caution. If you can take care of yourself at these occasions, then you have somewhat safeguarded yourself against me. What is it? اذكرني حين تغضب. O Musa, at the time of anger and rage, take care of yourself. Take control over yourself. If you can manage yourself at the time of anger, because at that time, it's not blood flowing in the human body. It is me, myself, the devil flowing in his body. It is me, myself. How many people you see him in the masjid, soft natured, gentle. You go to the shop, that man can swear for you like you say, you know, he swears like a sailor. He swears worse than a sailor.
You know, a lot of people, they speak one language. But when it comes to swear, they can swear in three languages. Like that, the man speaks one English, one language. He doesn't know multiple languages. But when it comes to vulgar, he can swear in a vernacular language. He can swear in a traditional language. He can speak in his mother language. How many languages, man? Just, whoa! Hang on, what's happening here? لَمْ يَكُنْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَاحَشًا وَلَا مُتَفَحِّشًا. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never used obscene language. He never heard obscene language. He was never ever. Look at this ayah. I was like, whoa, when I read this. This is the beauty of the Quran. So the seven Jews, the last page, Surah An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اتَّبِعْ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكُوا وَمَا جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ وَلَا تَسُبُّوا الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّوا اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ كَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَّا لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ عَمَلَهُمْ. الله أكبر. اتبع ما أوحي إليك من ربك. O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow the divine guidance that has come to you. لا إله إلا هو. There's no deity but Allah. وأعرض عن المشركين. And turn away from the polytheists. Don't let them offend you. Let not their remarks demoralize you. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكُوا. And if Allah so wanted, they would have not perpetrated shirk. وَمَا جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. And we have not made you a guardian over them. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. And you are not responsible for their actions. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. And don't abuse and insult those people who worship isms and gods other than Allah. Don't provoke people. Don't provoke people. This is very important in da'wah, when we are reaching out. Don't abuse the gods of others, the deities of others. فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Lest they abuse Allah and you take them deeper into sin. So the scholars say it is permissible to expose the wrong of others. But don't abuse or insult, because that will incite them and then they will retort with nasty language. But see what the Mufassirin have written. It's academic and I hope I can simplify. I just have a flash, so I share it with you. From the top of that page, Allah is coming down in a sequence of using a singular form. اتَّبِعْ مَا أُوحِيَ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Oh you my Habib, follow wahi. Oh you my Habib, ignore. Oh you my Habib, do this. When it comes to the time of vulgar and abusive language, Allah didn't say وَلَا تَسُبَّ. Allah said وَلَا تَسُبُّوا. All of you don't abuse and insult and swear. The ulama say why? Because to prevent from vulgar language was non-applicable to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never used vulgar in his whole life. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever used that language. There was never vulgar in his life. There was never obscene language in his life. Never at all. It was always politeness. So just to mention one, two things and we wrap up here. That what did the devil say to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam? That take care of yourself at the time of anger. And that's precisely what Imam Ghazali said, that you don't want to befriend a person who cannot manage himself. How he behaves with his parents, how he deals. I mean, you look at the language of many of our youngsters. They cannot speak clean language. It's WhatsApp language. It's social network language. It's abbreviation language. Right? It's a thumbs up, it's a thumbs down, it's a punch like this, it's a finger like this. It's like talk language, talk English, man. Talk. Simple. They just cannot. It's just, you know, and the Prophet was very particular to be clear in his speech. Clear. You mustn't be vague in your speech, you must be clear. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا. تَسْتَأْنِسُوا طَلَبُ الْأُنْسِ. Familiarize yourself. Make yourself known. Let it be clear. Let it be transparent. Let it be known. That's the first thing. And oh Musa, the second time that you need to take care of yourself is when a person is tempted with shahwa, with lust. وَإِيَّاكَ أَن تُجَالِسْ إِمْرَأَةً لَيْسَتْ بِذَا مَحْرَمٍ فَإِنِّي رَسُولُهَا إِلَيْكَ وَرَسُولُكَ إِلَيْهَا. That wherever you are sitting with a strange woman, or you are with a chat with a strange woman, or you are in an environment between you and a strange woman, then I am the silent envoy.
the devil says. I'm telling you, this is where the weakness of man is. And I'm giving you this, O Musa, because you interceded on my behalf. This is in Kadhmul Ghaith, in Tambiul Ghafilin, this incident is mentioned. That I will communicate. So here's a man, here's a woman, and there's no communication. You just seen, yeah, she's online, I'm also online. You know what I mean? Yeah, hello, hi, yeah, just thinking about you. How hope you're doing well and everything. Yeah, 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 it's nice, yeah. I keep on forgetting your birthday, but all is good. نَذْرٌ فَابْتِسَامٌ فَكَلَامٌ فَمَوْعِدُ نَذْرٌ فَابْتِسَامٌ فَكَلَامٌ فَمَوْعِدُ It was just a glance, and then it was a smile, and then it was a chuckle, and then a phone number, please. And then my marriage went and her marriage went. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us good friends. We ask Allah to give us good companions. We ask Allah to make us amongst those people who will be the muttaqeen, whose friendship will be a source of goodness, whose friendship will bring us close to Allah. And today, if we have any networks, any chats, any groups on which we are not adding value or we're not receiving value, then muster the courage to delete it now. Alhamdulillah, I'm grateful to Allah. I've had some real positive. Sometimes I make comments and I move on and I don't realize and Allah conveys the message. فَرُبَّ مُبَلَّغٍ أَوْعَى مِنْ سَامِعٍ So recently I gave a talk and then a brother came to me. Sheikh, you remember? No clue, my brother. 10 years ago, you gave a talk, you made an appeal to delete this and drop off those chats. And I was in the audience and it teared me and it tore my heart and I cried and I deleted. I just want to tell you that was the best choice in my life and that was the moment I made the decision. And I said, brother, you bring in tears to me. I don't have a recollection of when I said it. But I just hope that you will come to my aid on the day of Qiyamah. And through your goodness and my humble word, may the Almighty forgive us both. So I ask you, my brother, as I conclude and I wrap up and we come to the culmination of this event, that if any one of you is in any of those chat groups, muster the courage now, my brother. You're going to have to put a boulder on your chest. You're going to have to muster the courage. But that's the only way you achieve it. Without strength, without confidence, without willpower, nothing happens. Do it for the pleasure of Allah. We ask Allah to grant us goodness. And once again, may Allah reward one and all the brothers and the organizers for inviting us and giving us this warm reception. May Allah accept from all, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله على نيته وسره اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد حمدا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا لك الحمد كالذي نقول ولك الحمد خيرا مما نقول لك الحمد ملء السماوات والأرض وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد اللهم فصل وسلم وبارك وزد وتحنن وترحم على حبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر O most kind, most loving, most gracious, most merciful Allah, we ask you through the agency of your 99 beautiful names. We ask you through the agency of your supreme name, Ismul A'zam, by virtue of which no prayers are rejected, to accept our convergence and our congregation on this momentous occasion at this blessed gathering, O Allah. O Allah, hundreds and thousands have converged here over these 2-3 days, O Allah. Reward every brother and sister, participant, Allah, handsomely and abundantly, O Allah. O Allah, grant everyone a safe return to their respective locations, O Allah. Whatever we've heard from the scholars and the ulama and the mashayikh, O Allah, let us internalize it, let us imbibe it, O Allah. Let us execute it, let us make the changes in our life, O Allah. Oh Allah, make us good friends to our fellow companions, oh Allah. Make us good partners to our spouses. Make us good parents to our kids, Allah. Make us good brothers to our brothers, Allah. If in our hearts there's malice, there's rancor, there's antagonism, we ask you, Allah, give us the ability to master the courage and flush it out, oh Allah. Give us cleanliness in our gaze. Give us the ability to see the good of others. Give us the ability to say good to others, oh Allah. Oh Allah, if we are involved in any illicit, unlawful, illegitimate chat or any form of relationship, give us the instant ability to dissolve that relationship, oh Allah. Let us end that infidelity, disloyalty and promiscuity, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us loyalty, fidelity and honesty, oh Allah. Make us an asset to the community and let us not be liability to others, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make us good neighbors to fellow non-Muslim neighbors, oh Allah. Let us be good humans to fellow humans, oh Allah. Bring honesty in our businessmen, oh Allah. Grant us contentment in our wealth, Allah. Grant us contentment in our wealth, Allah. Save us and free us from the greed of amassing and accumulating and aspiring to just climb the economic ladder unending, oh Allah. Give us contentment. Allah, let us decorate our grave. Let us adorn our grave. Let us beautify our grave, oh Allah. Those amongst us that are ill, oh Allah, you grant them a speedy recovery, Allah. Amongst those that are ill, we ask of you, our own great scholar, Maulana Abdullah Sahab, and Mufti Ahmed Khan Puri, oh Allah, these are great, beloved scholars and all other ulama. Grant them a swift recovery, oh Allah. Grant them shifa'i ajila, kamila, mustamirra, da'ima, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those of our young brothers and sisters that are of marriageable age and desirous of partners, oh Allah, grant them suitable partners, oh Allah. Grant them happiness, Allah. Allah, those that are married and are experiencing any discord or bickering or altercations or feuds, oh Allah, you dissolve those arguments and bickerings and altercations and restore bliss and happiness and goodness in that marriages, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those that are married and they are desirous of children, bless them with children, oh Allah. Those who have children, make their children naik and pious. Those of us or those who have children and their children are rebellious, oh Allah, you guide and reform and rehabilitate this youth, oh Allah. Allah, those of our youth that have not come here, Allah, for whatever reason, oh Allah, if probably they are caught up in a vice or a sin or a club or a pub, oh Allah, we ask you, my Allah, jerk them but don't hurt them, Allah. Jerk them but don't hurt them, Allah. Let reality dawn upon them. Let reality dawn upon us, oh Allah. Allah, save us from the scourge of intoxicants. Save us from drugs, Allah. Save us from alcoholism, oh Allah. Allah, hold our youth. Allah, it's trying times. It's challenging times. Temptation is at its peak, Allah. You exit your home and there's a billboard. You pick your phone up and there's an advertisement, oh Allah. You move into a shop and there's somebody daring and staring and inviting and provoking you, oh Allah. Allah, we are not resilient enough. Allah, we are not strong enough. You grant us that resilience. You grant us that strength, oh Allah. You protect us from all those vices, Allah. Insulate us, fortify us, protect us, oh Allah, with virtue, with taqwa, with piety, with nobility. Those of us that our parents are alive, prolong their life with afiyah, oh Allah. Grant them goodness, oh Allah. Let us be amongst those kids that bring joy to our parents, Allah. If we have brought the tears of pain, give us the ability to bring the tears of joy to them, oh Allah. Give us the ability to serve them to our last breath, Allah. Give us the ability to spend every cent that we have on our parents, Allah. Give us the ability to earn their du'as when they toss by night in hope and anticipation for us, Allah. And those of our parents that have moved on, oh Allah, at this very moment, let tranquility descend upon their graves. Let nur descend upon their graves, oh Allah. Remove their pangs and their agony and their pain and elevate their abodes in Jannah, oh Allah. We ask from you all the good that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had asked from you. And we ask thy divine protection against all the evils from which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had asked protection. Allah, let peace reign on this planet, Allah. Allah, mayhem, Allah, anarchy has rocked the planet. Has rocked the planet, Allah. It's a bomb that's detonated here. It's a life that's lost here. It's a natural disaster that claims a life. It's a tragic accident that happens here. It's a surgery here. It's a divorce here. Allah, we've become immune to just hearing all these things, my Allah. Allah, we don't lose hope in you. You are watchful. You are cognizant. You are aware. You are in control. We ask you, let these weak and sore eyes see some pleasant sights, oh Allah. Let us see some good sights. Let us hear some good news, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you bring peace, Allah. Remove the hostility that is in the hearts of people against Islam, oh Allah. Allah, let them appreciate and understand the beauty of Islam, Allah. Those that are abused,
using Islam, you deal with them, O Allah. Those that are misrepresenting our Islam, you deal with them, O Allah. Allah, let us reflect the beauty of Islam, O Allah. Save the lands of the Muslims. Save Haramain Sharifain, O Allah. Save all our tablighi jamaats and our marakis and our ijtima. And those that are in form of any Islam or reformation. Or our institutions and our seminaries and our madaris, O Allah. Our ulama and anyone and everyone connected to this beautiful deen. Our sisters played their part in this event, Allah. Our youth played their part. Our elderly came, O Allah. Anyone and everyone who made their contribution. We ask from you, O Allah, as those two brothers met and spoke about your greatness and it was a source of their salvation. Let our participation and contribution to this convention be a source of our salvation on the day of Qiyamah. Let us hear this, O Allah, that we met at this day, on this time, at this place. And this was an excuse from you to forgive us. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharrin masta'adhaka minhu abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.